Now we'll turn to some more news items, and this news slot will have a distinctly sporting flavour. Every day sees a lot of chat in the evening news about the football club, so we'll start with a couple of those stories. Other sports are not to be outdone, however. A men's netball club grows in strength, but the well-established park run system seems likely to have to wait to resume activity. Stuart Webber admits some of Norwich City's crown jewels could leave this summer as part of the Canaries' Premier League overhaul. The club sporting director estimated the ongoing financial cost of the pandemic to the Canaries is now north of £30 million. City may be back in the big time following a championship title win, but the scale of their own transfer spending will hinge on what happens to Max Aarons, Emi Buendia and Todd Cantwell. It might well be that we sell one of the more in-demand players to help fund even bigger transfers, says Webber. But that's us being open and honest and realistic, because we'd only sell one of them if it was right for us. We wouldn't just sell to build up a transfer fund, because maybe the better value is keeping these players right now. I wouldn't say it is inevitable they go. I think it's definitely possible, though. I'm not going to sit here and say they're staying forever, because that's not right. But knowing that a player will only ever be sold on our terms. If anyone wants any of these guys, they're going to have to break our club transfer record to even get me to answer the phone, to be honest. All three are aware of that. Webber insists there is no urge for the trio to leave Carrow Road, with Premier League football back on the agenda. They are now playing in the best league in the world, in a good team, with a coach who trusts them in a style of play which certainly suits them, he said.
A survey of Norwich City supporters has fuelled speculation that the club could be considering changing its famous crest. The current version of the crest has been on the club's shirt since 1972, although a simplified version was included on the third shirt this season and appears on much of the club's leisure wear. And with the club understood to be exploring its wider branding, supporters on social media are debating the future of the crest. The debate has been sparked by a survey being carried out by the club, which asks about a range of topics, including how the club is perceived out of Norfolk and how supporters identify with it. A Norwich City spokesman said, "The club's wider visions and values underpin the work and ethos of all staff across our Carrow Road, Lotus Training Centre and Fan Hub sites. The club's existing badge was designed by retired architect Andrew Anderson, who won £10 for the design after entering a competition run by the Eastern Evening News. It was then worn for the first time in 1972 and has been displayed on the club's shirt and branding ever since. But it is understood that the badge is just one thing included in a project to review the overall branding of the club, which will see everything from display boards to fonts and letterheads considered. The canary first appeared on the club's jersey in 1907, while a previous crest consisting of the bird and a green shield was worn between 1947 and 1972.
Norfolk's first men's netball group has opened in Norwich, and they are looking for people to get physical. Norfolk United Netball Club are operating a six-week programme in men's netball at the UEA's Sports Park on Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. Karen Webb, head coach, has set up the programme to encourage more men to join the often misconceived sport. There is still a bit of a stigma about netball being a girls' sport, but that's really not the case anymore, Mrs. Webb said. Men's netball is already quite big in Australia, New Zealand and a few other countries. Our new members are finding out how fast-paced it is, how physical it is, and more people want to give it a go. England Men's and Mixed Netball Association are trying to raise the profile of the sport for mixed men's and boys' youth teams. The association will be hosting the inaugural National Men's and Mixed Netball Tournament on August the 7th and 8th, putting together the nation's best netball teams. Mrs. Webb is hopeful to get the Norwich team represented at the event.
The return of park runs in Norfolk have been pushed back as not enough events around the country will be able to go ahead. Parkrun UK had initially planned to reopen 5K events in England from Saturday, June the 5th, but this has been pushed back by 3 weeks, despite many events in Norfolk and Waveney getting landowner permission to stage a run. Parkruns in Norwich, Catton, Brundle, Blickling, King's Lynn, Slowbottom Park, Sheringham, Coney Lane, Loch Neaton, Lowestoft and Lingwood and Hunstanton had all opted in for the June the 5th date, as had more than 250 events across England. But a lower than expected response nationwide, including no green light from Holcombe, Thetford and Brandon, and the cancellation of Mulbarton Parkrun, sparked concerns for Parkrun UK that the number of approved events falls far short of the critical mass needed to prevent overwhelming those that have been given the go-ahead. Parkrun Global Chief Executive Nick Pearson said, "Although it is disappointing not to be able to return on June the 5th, we are still optimistic that we can return Parkrun events to nearly 600 communities across England very soon. We will do everything we can to ensure events restart on June the 26th. There are 3 million registered parkrunners across England and 300,000 taking part on an average weekend."
A Team GB wheelchair tennis star has won the backing of a Norwich MP for her campaign for more inclusive PE lessons for children with disabilities. Ruby Bishop, who is eighth in the world for girls wheelchair tennis and hopes to compete in the Paralympics, is campaigning against discrimination against people with disabilities within physical education. The 17-year-old former student of Sprowston Community Academy faced challenges throughout her school life due to her disabilities. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith, who helped Ruby access outdoor tennis facilities in Sprowston to train during lockdown, has written to all head teachers in her constituency, urging them to back the campaign. She has also included a copy of a booklet produced by Ruby with resources to help teachers include those with disabilities. Ruby, who is also an assistant coach at Tennis Able and volunteers with the Community Sports Foundation, added, this campaign means a lot to me. Sport has given me a sense of purpose. However, I know it can be difficult for disabled students to be included in PE lessons from experience."
Norwich is among the 42 cathedrals taking part in a new national cycling event and urging people to get on their bike to take part. People can either jump on their bikes or be part of the welcoming or farewell committees for the cyclists as they pedal into or out of the cathedral close. The 2,000-mile cathedral cycle route will start on May 30th, when a specially commissioned baton will be pedalled out of Newcastle Cathedral, returning 42 days later following a series of relays across the country. Norwich Cathedral's involvement will be on Thursday, June the 10th, when cyclists will travel from Ely to Norwich, on Friday, June the 11th, when cyclists will ride from Norwich to Bury St Edmunds. Sarah Mitchell, Chief Executive of Cycling UK, said, "Our community projects around the country help people to come together to ride, to chat, and to learn a skill that gives them mobility and independence, and we are delighted that the launch of this route will also raise funds to help this valuable work.